Unitarian Universalist minister Victoria Safford tells the story of a 90-year-old woman who was a lifelong member in one of the first congregations that she ever served. In the first few weeks of her ministry, this woman came up to tell her that she didn't like change, and she wasn't sure she liked her or her, quote, point of view. "Just remember," the woman told Safford, "I have outlived all of your predecessors, and I will probably outlive you." This woman, as Safford tells it, was a dedicated political conservative in what had become a progressive community. She was a liberal Christian in a congregation that had known eras of theological diversity and some fits of intolerance. In this church of her childhood, which she'd never left, most votes at most annual meetings had not gone her way for the past 40 years. Over the 10 years of Safford's ministry, she says she came to cultivate a fierce love for this woman and the woman for her. And Safford says she especially loved this woman's commitment to the church no matter what, her fidelity to it, the ferocity with which she paid her pledge each year, no matter how wayward the budget or insufferable, in her humble opinion, the sermons. She kept her covenant with those people, with their proud history and the bright promise of their future, and with the free faith that the free faith tradition that they embody. This is a story of faithfulness. Now, faithfulness is not a word that we use too often in our congregations, but only because we tend to think of it in other ways, faith as a description of beliefs. But in a covenantal tradition such as ours, faithfulness can be only a matter of this sort of fidelity to a people, a mission, and a greater hope and a longer dream. A few weeks ago, Howell spoke about our covenant by drawing on the images of Audrey and Rich's poem, Diving into the Wreck, where he encouraged us to go into the deep waters of our faith and our lives through our commitments to one another, to this church, and to the spirit of life itself. Surely that woman that Safford describes knew what this meant. I mean, you don't stay put for over 10 decades in a single congregation. All the ups and downs, the cycles of life, children growing up, then their children, and then their children's children. I mean, there is no way not to get that image of diving into the wreck over that kind of sustained amount of time. This sort of commitment, It's pretty rare in how we speak about life today to stay put like this. And sometimes it can seem as if that might be kind of onerous. Our consumer-oriented society is more prone instead to thinking of things in terms of what you can get out of them. And then if it isn't working for you anymore, then you just go somewhere else. And yet, like I've told many of you in our Path to Membership classes, it is only when you decide to stay put, to remain faithful, to dive into the wreck, even when it's tough or things aren't going your way, only then that the real blessing of our covenantal faith reveals itself.
You know, individuals from other denominations or other faith traditions often have difficulty in understanding Unitarian Universalism, simply because they are used to having their church offer them a creedal statement that all members of that church must adhere to. Unitarian Universalism, our faith is a non-creedal tradition. There's no imposed doctrine on our members that you must subscribe to. We come together with a respect for the diversity of thought that each of our members bring to help foster larger and deeper understanding among us. We're a covenantal faith, a religious community gathered around our desire to be in relationship with one another, to be loyal and steadfast in our shared values, in our shared desire to speak in one voice, making a positive difference in our society and in the world. We covenant together in our desire to be that unified community, where we can work together to make our own lives fuller and live out of the values that can serve to make each of our individual lives and our community more just, more humane. Over the years of my ministry, I have encountered many loyal, committed, dedicated church members similar to the lifelong member that our colleague Vic Safford described in meeting in our first church. And I have come to deeply appreciate these stalwart, dedicated, loyal members. They are dedicated to their church and to their Unitarian Universalist faith. These stalwarts in their churches help the rest of us to better appreciate that when we align ourselves to a Unitarian Universalist congregation, we're engaging in a commitment to something much larger, more potent, more life-changing than our own individual self-interests or self-perspectives. Over the years, I have been blessed by the example of such fidelity to the larger good or the commonwealth of the gathered religious community. I have been blessed, as have the congregations that I've been a part of, by these stalwart believers who stand by their church. They say, "This is my church, my chosen faith. This is my religious community that I support and stand by." Truly, it is a blessing to all of us to have such members that faithfully covenant together to be a part of our Unitarian Universalism, and who realize that by belonging and actively participating in the life of their congregation, they're living the true meaning, the true blessing of what our covenantal faith tradition can mean for all of our lives.
You know, everywhere I turn today, it seems like I find another article that talks about how people's lives are changing today. How people struggle to do so much of anything beyond their jobs, their family caregiving duties, and then whatever free time they might have left has to go into some kind of escapist entertainment that can try to help them feel a little less exhausted. Some kind of streaming, binge watching thing, or video games. Maybe you know what I mean. We're so busy. We're too busy. Which is why it is always such an incredible thing when someone says yes to a new commitment. And as a lot of you know, I'm in the position of asking quite a bit, so I know firsthand. In the midst of an already busy life, sometimes I wonder why. Why does somebody say yes? Why do they commit to showing up and doing something more, commit to 8 or 10 Sundays of teaching religious education? Or why does someone commit to leading a small group, or to show up every Saturday and teach yoga, or every Monday and lead meditation? I want to lift up especially those things that aren't just those one-time commitments, which are also very valuable, but especially those things where you take on that bigger commitment. Things that require that fidelity or faithfulness, where you say, "I'm going to be there. I'm going to prepare in advance, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show up again and again and again." Now, I don't think that these folks say yes to these things because they just happen to have more free time than everybody else. Actually, some of our busiest folks are the ones who end up saying yes. My sense is that people say yes to these sorts of commitments because of the potential blessing that comes in as a result. They say yes because they know that that deeper blessing comes through a deeper commitment, through a faithful presence. You can be all sorts of busy, be doing all kinds of things without ever actually receiving that kind of blessing. But when you spend your time working with others in service of that something greater, when you get serious about it, then the busyness doesn't feel dragging. It feels energizing and life-giving. This is when service becomes a kind of spiritual practice, something more than just getting a job done or simple volunteerism. Service becomes a prayer and an act of love.
And let us pray. For the blessing of being part of this religious community where our diversity is respected, we would offer our appreciation and thanks. for the blessing of being part of this religious community where we can be free to explore and live our values into our daily lives, we would offer our appreciation and thanks. For the blessing of being a part of this religious community where we can join with others to help make a difference in the world, we would offer our appreciation and thanks. For the blessing of being part of this religious community that honors all of life, we would offer our appreciation and thanks. And for the blessing of being a part of this transformative and faithful religious community that we each can call our spiritual and religious home, indeed, we offer our appreciation and our thanks. May it always and ever be so. Amen.
Amen.